I have never believed in trying to use certain formulas to make my life successful. Not successful for me independently, or the success of my children, or of my deceased wife. But I lived according to the biblical precepts, not the precepts of men, not the ideas from other individuals who I would have no sense in following, but following simply, precisely, as I understood it, the Word of God. I admonish you to pay very close attention to the video clips that I place up on this website. Those video clips have to do with me ministering to people. For the ones that took the advice, nothing but success came out of their lives. I won't address the ones that did not. That's not my intention. But if you would like to really know how to live a successful life, I would ask that you listen to that message, The Recommended Family. Not because I preached it, but because it was filled with God's words. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy life to spend an hour or two a day listening to some of these antidotes to living. That's what I like to call it. It's merely an antidote to living life. And if you find them to be helpful and you've been successful in rearing your children, because I'm telling you, I had a young man drop by my house the other day. He's the new father of a set of twins. And I said, boy, do you know how to raise children? And he came by to see me. I am so glad that you've come by to visit the site. For those of you that are visiting the site that are incarcerated, I want to personally take time to thank you for listening to what I have to say about the religion that was placed upon our ancestors who were brought to this land so many hundreds of years ago on wooden ships. A religion that was used to hold us down, but to speak reality, one that is known throughout the entire world. Biblical, true biblical Christianity works. Not the ones that says, servants obey your masters, and the master is a white man, and the servant is a third world man. Not that kind of Christianity. Not the kind of Christianity where the rich gets richer and the poor dies in a slum or a ghetto and not able to achieve his dreams. Well, that's talking about something else, isn't it? Thank you for coming to my website. This is me, John E. Coleman. And listen, not only do I want you to look at the clips that I have up, but take notes. Those of you that call yourself preachers and you want to proclaim the Word of God to your families, to your friends, your neighbors, your communities, pay attention to your own life. Set yourself free from another individual's thoughts about how you should live. You know what morality is. You know what living right is. You know that no grown man or grown woman should hurt a child, should do anything to put harm in the path of a child. You know how to live. There's no doubt in my mind that the average adult knows how to live. I guess if I had a word to say to you today, keep your faith and your trust in God alone. Acknowledge and, how can I say it, enable him, that deity, to work out your lives right by your side. Carry the word of God with you. The Bible is a good book. It's a great book. It's the book that I've spent most of my adult life studying. I don't spend as much time in it today because of that wonderful saying in the book of Psalms, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." I do want to preach more daily sermons on this apparatus that I have in my computer, but sometimes it acts strange. Today, I guess, was a good day. I'd just like to admonish you to pay attention to how you're living. Pay attention to what's going on in the world. Love your family, your friends, your acquaintances. Try as much as lieth within you to live decently with other men and women. Set your mind on the things of God, and you'll be all right. This is your internet pastor, Pastor John E. Coleman, the one and only, saying God bless you and thank you for coming to my website today. Thank the Lord that I was able to get through about 10 minutes without my sound fading on me. God bless you all.